Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishma Asayim B'Akashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet. The Mishnah, in the end of Amud Aleph, speaks about the rikiko, the spitting that the Yevamah needs to do. And the Mishnah even brings a machlekes, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Kivo, if it's me'akev, if the Yevamah did not spit, it may be, according to Rabbi Lozor, the chalitza psula. You must have a roik, you must have spit. The Yevamah has to do Rikiko. And the Gemara in the next staff will tell us that the spit has to include saliva in it. It cannot be pure blood because it has to be roik, has to be saliva. And the parak will end with the idea that the roik needs to be nearer le'inayim, needs to be seen to the dayanim that are watching the chalitza. So the roik is a big business over here when we talk about chalitza. What's the idea of the roik? So the simple understanding is that Rishayim already bring that the roik resembles the fact that there's a little disgrace over here, that the brother is not willing to do yibum. And the fact he's letting his brother not to have hakamas shame, for that you have a roik, it's a zilzul, it's a way to put him down and show the fact that we're not very happy with the yavam for doing chalitza. The Arizal in Shara Psukim Pashke Teitze adds a little more in Lusha that we can understand. He says that every roik, every spit, has a little bit koyach ruchni of the Adam. The Adam's powers, this Adam is ruach, comes out of the spit. We find that Adam before should bring it, what the Gemara tells us, that the saliva of a bechor can heal. Meaning there's some powers that come with the saliva, it's part of what the Adam is. Part of his powers, part of his koyachos, come out that way. So the Arizal brings, what we brought in the beginning, the Perek, Chazal, and Sefer Hazor, tells us that when a woman dies without children, so the ruach of the husband is still in her. And part of the chalitza is to come and take away that ruach out of the yisha. So he says the Arizal that with the spit, that is the ruach, part of the ruach is including the spit, that resembles the ruach of the original husband. Though she spits it out, she's taking out that ruach from her for herself. She's taking away that neshama of the original husband that's in her body, taking it out. As we spoke about in the beginning of Perek, the whole idea of the chalitza is to give menucha to that husband. And the spitting is removing a part of the ruach coming out of her and going out to the ground. And that's the reason he says it needs to be saliva, because the saliva, which is more close to the color white, resembles rachamim. If it would be only blood, that resembles din. And we wanted this whole process to be berachamim, and that's what we do it this way. And just to add to this, with the Magid Mishorim, Rav Yosef Karo says what he heard from a Malach. He says that we have three things in the Chalitza. We have the Rikika, we have the Kriya, we have the Chalitza. We have the spitting, the reading of the Parsha, and we have the actual Chalitza removing of the shoe. He says we have also three parts to every Neshama that's revealed here in the world. What's called Niran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh is the lower part of the Neshama, which connects the body. There is a Ruach, which is the middle part of the Neshama. And then there's the Neshama Gevaya that belongs to above. So he says, the connected Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, we have the Chalitza, Rikiko, and Kriya. The Chalitza is the actual Maisa taking out the shoe. That's connected to the lower part that belongs to the body. That's the Chalek Nefesh. Then the Rikika, the spitting, is connected to the Ruach that comes out of the spitting. And the Kriya of the Pasha, when you read the actual Torah, that's connected to Neshama. And he adds that the same way Ruach is the connection of the Neshama and Guf, a little bit of the Neshama, a little bit of the Nefesh, also the spitting is the connection of some Ruach that comes together with a physical element. And this connects beautifully with his Arizal, that by doing a spit, you have over here the Ruach coming out of the body, the Ruach of the deceased husband, and that's part of the Tikkun, of his Neshama, that part of the Neshama is being Mesukon through the Rikika. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.